Egyptian-born Manal Shahab has worn a niqab for the last 21 years. She says it's her decision whether to occasionally wear or not wear the garment, which covers all of her face except her eyes. But Ms. Shahab says she's dismayed at the attitude of Victorian Justice Christopher Beale, who requested that anybody who comes into his courtroom should have their faces uncovered.
I'm just very disappointed that, the poor woman had to go through this, especially because she also didn't have to step in the witness box, and it could have been handled in a much better, safer way.
The Victorian Supreme Court website instructs all visitors to dress appropriately and specifies there should be no hats or sunglasses worn in the courtroom. Victoria's opposition leader Matthew Guy has proposed legislation to explicitly ban headwear which obscures identity from all the state's courts. But President of the Victorian Bar, Dr. Matt Collins QC, says judges already have the right to control what happens in their court.
There can be legitimate reasons for judges to take steps such as those which were taken by this judge. It can be very important to know who is in the courtroom for all sorts of reasons. For example, it's usual for people to be excluded from the courtroom if they are going to be witnesses in a case or a related case. It can be important to know who is in the courtroom in order to maintain the integrity of the court process.
Last year, the Australian National Imams Council prepared a document on judicial participation of Muslims. It stated that it's not contrary to Sharia law for a woman to uncover her face when she's giving testimony in court or is there to witness a process. It's unclear whether the Victorian Supreme Court incident falls into this category. But Justice Beale's request has been described by some as unreasonable because the woman would already have cleared court security. Islamic Council of Victoria Vice President Adele Salman says Muslim women are already cooperating with protocol.
If there's any doubt about someone's identity, a woman can be asked to step into a room privately with a female security person, remove her niqab, verify identity, she can put it back on and then continue on with her business. So I think, and that applies to airports, that applies to all different contexts. So I think using that as an excuse doesn't stack up.
Manal Shahab says this incident has highlighted a need for greater understanding of Muslim women's place in society.
People in authority leadership have to take accountability for what they say and the actions they do. They don't understand the effect it has on the rest of the communities and society. There has to be some sort of accountability.
Andrea Niehoff, SBS News.